You're listening to SBS News.
When Olga Horak left the Belsenbergen concentration camp in Germany in April 1945, a blanket woven for SS guards and left behind became one of her few possessions.
I had nothing. I had the blanket, my wooden clogs, and I had a short hospital gown. Nothing else.
The blanket, which is now too delicate to be picked up, is on display at the Sydney Jewish Museum, alongside a photographic collection of other Holocaust artefacts called It's Personal. The artefacts are from the archives of the Ravensbrück and Sachsenhausen concentration camps.
They talk to me. It's like, you know, it's coming out from there, the information. Well, even if I wasn't in certain places where these pieces were photographed, but, you know, I was an inmate in 5 different camps, and I have seen a lot. And you see, the memory cannot be wiped out ever.
The exhibition is the brainchild of Richard Weissel, who is the son of Holocaust survivors.
It's doing what I want it to do, and it was touching and very moving to hear that from a survivor. It is personal, and for me, looking at themes of resilience and growth through trauma have always sort of interested me.
The artefacts weren't even on display at Ravensbrück and Sachsenhausen, and Mr. Weissel was granted special access to take his photographs. Each has its own sad story.
He dropped his little teddy bear and he stepped out of line to pick up his only possession he probably brought with him from home, and an SS German guard saw him and shot him dead. And as they moved on, they left the body where it is and the teddy bear where it is. A German political prisoner called Annie Sinderman saw this. She was working across the way in the storeroom. She went across, stepped over the boy and picked up his bear. And then she kept this bear and hid this bear till she was liberated in April of 1945. And then she forever, till she donated to Memorial in 1992, she told people and school children through Germany about this little boy and his teddy bear, what happened.
Rosalind Sugarman, the curator at the Sydney Jewish Museum, says the reaction to the portraits has been extremely emotional.
People have been exceptionally moved. I have seen people in tears, and even myself found it unavoidable that you tear up when you engage with one of the objects and you read the accompanying story.
Ms. Sugarman says it's important to use objects to tell these stories.
I recognise that at this time, as time goes by and there are fewer and fewer survivors to talk about what happened and their experiences, that it will be the objects that remain that enable us to talk about this period in history.
The exhibition is also on display in South Africa with a different selection of images. In the new year, it will be shown in the UK, the US, Russia and Germany, while this particular exhibition will be in Sydney until March next year. As the 75th anniversary of the liberation of the Nazi camps approaches, Olga Horak, now 93, is determined that through exhibitions like this one, the horrors of the Holocaust are never forgotten.
Years ago, people did not want to hear about what we went through. It's not a fairy tale. You know, it's a different part of history, which never existed before and hopefully never will exist again.
Matt Kinnellan, SBS News.